Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 43rd week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verses 3 and 4. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapons, which was a bow and quiver, thy bow, and go out into the field, and take me some venison. He was a deer hunter. Remember we read earlier about Esau that he was a cunning hunter. He was a good hunter. He loved the outdoors. And so that's what he was good at. And obviously Esau loved venison. I love good deer meat. Matter of fact, Herman just came back from Georgia with a bunch of deer meat. So if you want some deer meat, ask Herman about it. I'm sure he'd glad to give you some. Herman ain't here. That's why I'm saying that. He's in the back somewhere. But anyway, he loved to make some venison. And that's what Esau wanted. Or Isaac wanted. Make me some venison. I'd love it. Verse number 4. Make me some savory meat, such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat. And here it is, that I may bless thee before I die. Again, he thinks he's about to die. He said, kind of like your one last meal. He said, I'm about to go, man, I'd love to have some venison one more time. It's savory, and I just love the taste of it. Well, Isaac insisted on giving Esau a blessing, or the blessing. Now remember, Esau was the one who despised his birthright. Esau was the one who married pagan wives, two of them. This same Esau is the one that we find in the book of Hebrews that called him profane and carnal. This same Esau, but yet he was still Isaac's favorite. Back in Genesis chapter number 25, verse number 28, it says, and Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison. Now that's a strange reason to love your boy, ain't it? Obviously, he was a good cook, you know, good hunter. He could fix a good pot of stew of venison or whatever. And the Bible says that Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison. He disregarded all the bad things about Esau. But he sure loved what Esau could do, you know. And he was a hunter. And obviously, he was a proud daddy because he loved his boy Esau. But we find that Esau, when you look at this story, we're going to get into it in just a minute, just to give you a quick overview. It's hard to understand this thing about Jacob and Esau and how Esau was the one who was condemned, and yet Jacob is the one who you'll never find in who we know, we call him the trickster and all, and how he tricked him so far out of his birthright and out of a blessing. But you won't find one scripture, not one verse, not one breath of it where God condemned Jacob. Not one verse where God said Jacob did wrong. On the other hand, you see where God talked about Esau and his evilness and all. And in God's plan, we'll get to this in just a minute, that in God's plan, remember this thing about about that promised son. In God's plan, it wasn't going to go through Esau. It was going to go through Isaac and through Jacob. But Isaac had other plans, and that's why he was going to bless, knowing God's will. He knew when these kids came out, remember there's Esau and Jacob was holding on to the heel, and they were fighting inside mama's womb. Remember that? And the two twins were fighting, and they've been fighting ever since. We talked about that last week. When he came out, Jacob had a hold of his heel. Well, God told Isaac and he told Rebekah that the older shall serve the younger. I'm going to bless the younger. Isaac knew that. He knew that. But still, he was determined to give Esau, that carnal guy, who was more concerned with material than spiritual, he was going to give him that blessing. Well, I mentioned there was a difference between a birthright and a blessing. A birthright is related to the order of the sons. Normally, the oldest, the firstborn, was given the title to the family's name and a double portion of the father's inheritance, the birthright. And so we know that with the birthright, that Jacob, that Esau sold his birthright for a mess of pottage. Remember that, red beans and rice? Boy, that's... why did he do that? Because he cared nothing about the future. He was about today and material things. Even in his mind, it mentioned in Scripture, in Esau's mind, well, I'm going to die anyway. You know, what's his birthright means nothing. That's, but it was a spiritual blessing. And he, all he cared about was material things. Hebrews said he was a profane man and all, and carnal man. But anyway, a blessing, on the other hand, could go to any son that the father saw fit. So birthright right typically went to the eldest son. Now, other times, there's other instances, I gave you examples of this, where there's exceptions to that, but typically the oldest son, the firstborn, got the birthright, but a blessing could go to any son that the father saw fit. And we see that, a great example of that with Jacob blessing those sons and how he blessed those 12 sons at his, when he was close to death. Well, Isaac was determined to pass on the blessings of his family to Esau, despite what Lord had said in Genesis chapter number 25 and verse number 23. Let me read this to you. And the Lord said, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels, and the one shall be stronger than the other, and the elder shall serve the younger. And that was God's promise, and he knew exactly that that Isaac was talking about Esau and then Jacob. Well, despite of that, Isaac was going to bless Esau, regardless of what Esau had shown in his life. His past life, how he was a rebel, a renegade. And if you remember even the wives that we talked about this last week, he married heathen wives. And it said, the last verse of that chapter, that his mother, Rebekah, broke her heart because his wives turned him away from the true and the living God. I mentioned last week, I remember last week, standing in this pulpit, the last thing I said, it's concerning women, how women, again, I have to be careful how I say this. I'll take this from Kendall. Okay, Kendall was in, had a debate. You know, Kendall's going to police academy. I hope I don't get in trouble. He don't get in trouble for saying this online. But anyway, they had a debate. They were studying for their state exam. And they're supposed to be studying for their state exam. And they're in a room all by themselves with all these academy police, whoever they are. And something was said about God. And they know that Kendall was the son of a preacher. It kind of got there, pastor and all. Anyway, there were some atheists. And it wound up about they were supposed to be studying all day. And for 4 hours, they had debates about the existence of God. And the other people started joining in and talking about salvation. Well, then how do you get to heaven? And everybody had different ideas. And this is at the police academy. Sheriff Grady Judd, the good things are happening there, you know. Anyway, instead of studying for exam, they were talking about this. Well, one of the things that was at the end of the discussion, Kendall said there's two things that would destroy a man quickly. And he said, what do you, and they, all the, there's 25, 30 people in it. And he said, what do you think the first thing is? And somebody shouted, money. And Kendall told me, said, no, it's the love of money. Destroys a lot of men. Because somehow the subject got on men and women. And then he said, you know what the second thing that destroys men are? And nobody, what? He said, women. And he said he didn't get very good responses about that. But he talked about the Bible in the book of Proverbs. He heard Daddy talk about this recently, that there's chapters devoted in the book of Proverbs to young men. Don't go near that house. That lady will destroy your life. Matter of fact, a couple of verses, you'll lose everything you got. Well, Rebekah knew that Esau married these two women and it was going to ruin his life, okay? Again, I closed last week and it's just a reminder. Young lady, make sure you choose the mate that God has for you. Young man, make sure you choose the mate God has for you. If not, your life could be ruined. That's what happened to Esau.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.